So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week for Women. And this week we're going to talk about an issue regarding to helping conversion candidates. We actually have a couple now in Sharei Oraz that are starting to come that are conversion candidates. And we're going to try to help them. We did one very, very successful ger that we brought up through Sharei Oraz. He is happily married. His wife is pregnant, actually, now with their third child. So that's Baruch Hashem, three new Jews in the world because of all of our efforts. Really, really chazak work to the whole keilah. It takes a keilah to make a ger. So, so here's one situation. So we have Pesach coming up. And, of course, you want to invite the conversion candidates to a Yom Tov meals. Very, very important with the Yom Tov meals. They should see what Yom Tov is. You can't just read about it in a book. You actually have to, you must experience it. So there's a big problem. The Gemara says you can't invite a non-Jew over your house on Yom Tov. So what do you do for a Gerut candidate? So this is a serious issue. So there's a lot of discussion of this. However, this is, I think, the best way to go. First of all, the two issues. Let's clarify. There's an Isur Midoraita. The Doraita level is the Drabanan level. The Doraita level is like this. We're not allowed to cook for a non-Jew on Yom Tov. The cooking is only for a Jew. So you'll cook on Yom Tov only for a Jew. That's a Torah level prohibition. So if you're inviting the non-Jew for Yom Tov, all the cooking has to be done before Yom Tov. There's nothing more to talk about. You have an Isur Doraita. All the cooking has to be done before Yom Tov. Period. No exceptions. Now, what about the Isur Drabanan, the rabbinic prohibition? That's more sticky. It says you can't even invite a non-Jew to come to Yom Tov because we're afraid that you're going to cook more on Yom Tov for him. Now, that's a very serious issue. So what do you do? So you can't invite. So what do you do? So I think you can rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who Rav Adja loved. The Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of the great Gedolim, died in 1995. Rav Adja, a huge fan, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said as follows: this rabbinic prohibition applies only when you're inviting someone that you're looking to honor them. But if you're looking here to help them, that's a very different situation. So therefore, he felt in such a case, the rabbinic prohibition doesn't apply. I'd like to suggest my own little idea. And that is that this prohibition doesn't apply. Makom mitzvah, we say in other issues, in other rabbinic prohibitions, rabbinic prohibition against hot water, heated water. You can't go into a bath. Of course, we can't heat the water on Shabbat, but you can't even go to a hot bath on Shabbat. It's a rabbinic prohibition unless you come to actually heat the water on Shabbat. Yet the women go to the mikveh in a hot mikveh on Friday night. Not so simple. So with the Divrei Chaim, one of the great poskim say that the rabbinic prohibition doesn't apply b'makom mitzvah, and I think it say this as well that the rabbinic prohibition here of inviting a non-Jew for your meal on Yom Tov does not apply makom mitzvah. Here's makom mitzvah. You're trying to help somebody prepare to be a good convert, to learn to be a good Jew. And makom mitzvah, the gzeirah would not apply. So the bottom line is, feel welcome and encouraged, strongly encouraged to invite this very nice couple to experience Shabbat meals, Yom Tov meals with us. You should feel comfortable. You should feel comfortable about that. What you should do is, though, make absolutely sure that all the food that you're going to serve to them should be, or at that meal, all the food should be made pre Yom Tov. Okay, which anyway is a good idea. Wishing everybody a great week. We're full of bracha and briyot.